Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 5 Turn 3 Staff podcast. Over the past 2 weeks, we've been involved in a whole range of projects, those including the Year 10 Vet Come and Try Days, the local delivery taster in Woodna, research project intensive days, both at the Yacht Club and also within the Bridge Unit, the Year 7 primary school visits in preparation for the Year 8s in 2021, a couple of aquaculture courses, visits from staff from Adelaide, from the Literacy Guarantee Unit, and also our Education Director alongside our Principal Consultant, as well as Tim Dyer, who is our Early Years Teacher Mentor. All of this has happened while our normal timetable and school operations have continued. There's also been a small minority of students who have acted in a very violent manner that's caused unrest and stress on our staff and students. And I do want to thank all of the staff involved in these incidents as first responders, along with those staff who have worked in the background after the incidents have occurred. There are a range of our students who have been excluded from the site for the maximum 10-week period, and I have another parent meeting in the coming week to decide the education path for another student for the remainder of this term. These incidents are unsavoury, and I do thank all of those staff involved, particularly those who were there initially, and there is obviously ongoing support available through Benistar or any of those support agencies. But please feel comfortable to come and talk to me about the incidents and the follow-up. The executive leadership are committed to making sure that we have improved communication both to teachers and ancillary staff and to document those processes where appropriate. Moving forward in the coming week, we have a student free day this coming Monday, and I want to come back to the details of that later. Tuesday, there's a Stage 2 netball carnival for PE. The following day, Wednesday, there's a Stage 1 aquaculture excursion, and there's also a Stage 2 outdoor ed event planned, and again, all of this going on while the normal timetable rolls on. Coming back to the student free day on this coming Monday, we have a guest speaker by the name of Misty Adonu, who is a lecturer at the University of Canberra. Misty is a writing expert in a secondary context, which is something that we've been looking for some time. And she'll be working with us, supporting our learners to have improved writing outcomes that will hopefully have a direct result in improved outcomes within the SACE. What I'm asking is that all staff involved in the day, which is all teaching staff and all curriculum SSO staff who work on Mondays, to please register at the staff room tables by 8:45. You'll receive a name badge which will tell you a table number located on either the stamper floor or the air floor. The day will officially kick off at 9 a.m. sharp, and we are needing to bring Misty in from Canberra via video conference. So there's some technical work that has been done over the past weeks, which I want to acknowledge Sean and Brock for, and a fair bit of work being done from the district office to make sure that the day happens. So thank you to all of those involved in the preparation. The information that you need and material prior to the event has been posted in the Port Lincoln One teachers team. So please make sure that you are organised for that day. The event is catered for. And so there is a designated lunch break. No need to head off site where there'll be lunch served in the staff room. And the day will officially finish at 2:30, giving all of the Port Lincoln High staff the opportunity to fill out the perspective survey that will be sent directly to your email inbox during Monday. That will allow the staff from around Eyre Peninsula who need to travel back to their hometowns to do so and be home safely before sunset. So please come to the day organised, and hopefully you enjoy working with your colleagues from around Eyre Peninsula. A massive couple of weeks in the past. We've got another big week coming up, and I appreciate everybody's ongoing work for Port Lincoln High students. So, and to finish off, how do Mexicans cut their pizza? The answer is with Little Caesars, naturally. Have a lovely week, everybody.